Mr. Markevich, looking back upon highlights of your career, it seems to me that the Stravinsky Sacre stands out as being a particular, a close work to you. You made your American debut conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra in that score. You made your New York debut conducting the Symphony of the Air in that same score. To what do you attribute your very, very close affinity and your tremendous ability to recreate for us, the listeners, the meaning of the Stravinsky music?
You see, I don't know. I think it comes only for the reason that very few conductors does it. So for this reason, perhaps it was more remarked, but I don't think personally I conduct the Rite of the Spring in another way that all my repertory. You see, it's by pure case, it became perhaps a little bit more well-known also because I have recorded it. It was a great price of the record. So for many reasons, you see, one has spoken about it. But I don't think that there are special affinities with this piece. I remember that when I started to conduct it about 5 or 6 years ago, I was very keen to make of it a kind of achievement, a technical achievement, because I consider that it's probably the opinion of all the conductor that it's probably the most difficult piece to conduct which exists in all the repertory. So of course it was for me interesting, it was a challenge for myself to succeed to do it as easy as a Beethoven symphony or anything else. But it is still a difficult piece every time you conduct. I remember I have once spoken with Monteux about it, and Monteux is the person who has created the Rite of Spring. He does it wonderfully well. And he told me, every time I conduct the Rite of Spring, I'm always a little bit anxious and worried because it remains always really a difficult piece. So probably for this reason, it's more striking than another piece. But after all, I think that what we must do is to conduct every music in the same way. I think it's Georg Zell who said that we must conduct the old music like new and the new music like old. Mm-hmm. And it's what I tried to do with the Rite of Spring, you see.